The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the, what is today? Oh, yes, Tuesday, that's right. Tuesday, March 29th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your Tuesday host, Michael Herzog, and shortly I will deliver my weekly report. The title of today's broadcast, The Enemy is at the Gates, folks. You know, I was just kibitzing back and forth with my insurance company that I got a bill from today. Ironically, I've only had the policy 6 months, no claims, no accidents, no tickets, no nothing, and it went up 13%. You know, we're feeling the effects of this inflation all over the place, at the gas pump, at the auto dealerships, at the rent-a-cars, which have none available, and now my insurance. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Anyway, let me say, for those of you who noticed the technical difficulties on last week's broadcast, well, thanks to Tom D, as well as my son, I believe the issue has been remedied. Yay. With that, on with the show. Now, Sunday night, some of you may have heard, I called into Steve Elkin's show with a news report on the truckers, and I wound up staying for the entire program. Originally, I shared with Steve that we had been in touch with a few of the leaders in the truckers group, and that they were expressing dismay over their efforts not having the effect that they desired, let's just put it that way. And the entire premise for the truckers' efforts, as you may recall, both in Canada as well as here, was over the whole COVID mandates, the vaccines, etc. The entire surrounding of Washington, D.C. seemed to be, well, uneventful. And I suspect the main reason is because the mainstream narrative of COVID has now been replaced with the Russia-Ukraine quarrel. Now, the truckers were scheduled to surround state capitals in 23 states come this Friday. The efforts, again, centering around the same issue, COVID mandates. When we shared with them a video collage that was emailed to me by James Perloff. If you don't know who James is, he's written 6 books. I've had him on my show a couple of times in the past. James Perloff put a collage of videos together showing the real story of what's happening in Ukraine, in opposition, of course, as to what the mainstream media is reporting. And after we gave them a couple hours to view the videos, these people called back. They were thrilled. Their spirits were uplifted. And they were all in unanimous agreement to include the focus of Ukraine along with COVID. Now, these people presented it to their superior, a fellow by the name of Brian Braze. He has seen the videos, and reports are that they are going viral, folks. In the interim, Brian has instructed the group to pack up and head for California in protest to the following bills that are due to be voted on in the next 2 weeks. And I'm going to share those with you because they're absolutely draconian, folks. Now, I thought COVID was disappearing, but it looks as if they're ratcheting up control now from behind the scenes. I want you to listen to this, folks, because I'm going to give a just a very quick overview of these bills that are being proposed in the California House that are going to be voted on in 2 weeks. Number one, HB 871, putting COVID-19 vaccines on the list of mandatory vaccines to attend school without FDA approval. You know, all those shots that you're supposed to get to have your kids enrolled in public school? Well, they're adding COVID-19 to that list. That's what's on the bill. Number two, AB 2098. It classifies anti-COVID medical opinion, anybody that disagrees, as, quote, unprofessional conduct, unquote, subject to discipline by the medical board. In other words, if you're a doctor, a nurse, practitioner, anybody in the medical field that goes along with anything other than the narrative, you're subject to discipline by the medical board. Number three, SB 866, lowers the age of vaccination consent to 12 years old, get this, folks, without parental consent or with knowledge. In other words, if you're 12 years old or over, you don't even have to tell your parents that, you know, you've been connived or coerced or threatened or intimidated into getting zapped. Number four, SB 920, authorizes the medical board to inspect a doctor's office and medical records without patient's consent. HIPAA just goes right out the window, folks. Number five, SB 1464, requires law enforcement to enforce public health guidelines or lose their funding. Number six, SB 1479, requires schools to create long-term testing plans and report the test results to the California Department of Health. Remember what was depicted in that CARES Act? I think I covered a few shows ago that these schools, the school board meetings, they look at these people that are protesting at the meetings with a blind eye because they're being told by people up above what they can do and what they can't do. So they're requiring long-term testing plans and reporting the test results to the California Department of Health. Number seven, SB 1390 prohibits any person or entity, get this, folks, from making any statements the government deems to be untrue or misleading by any means, including in ads or, guess what, on the internet. Gee, that includes me. We'll see how far that goes, California. Number eight, SB 1184 authorizes school health personnel to disclose a child's medical info, violating HIPAA regulations, I might add, without parents' consent to a third party. Number nine, AB 1797 creates an immunization tracking system, giving all government agencies access to vaccination records of all persons. And number 10, SB 1993, requires proof of a COVID-19 vaccine for all employees and independent contractors to work in the state of California. So I guess if you haven't been vaxxed, you can't work there, folks. Now, I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, the trucker thing looked like it had died down. And I said a couple of weeks ago I was going to look into it further. Well, myself and an unnamed individual has done just that. Now, the trucker group is trying to gather steam at the state level by holding what is called a soft roll, meaning that a gathering of truckers to gain interest from people at state capitals on April 1st at 12 o'clock, of which, by the way, I will be attending at the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix on Friday. Now, there's a future date also of a hard roll on April 12th, as well as in 23 additional states. So they will be sharing, armed with the Ukraine. I'm talking about the truckers. They will be sharing, armed with the Ukraine info that I'm about to provide you, along with COVID info, with all that attend. Now, we think it's imperative, folks, that RBN listeners and the public assist in sharing this information with others regarding these upcoming gatherings, as well as sharing with everyone a website that I'm going to provide you, which will lead you directly to the collage of James Perloff's videos depicting the truth about what's really happening in Ukraine. By the way, you can also access it on RBN's site. My stellar producer, Mike, has posted it on RBN's website. The news is up on RBN, but I'm also going to give you another website to go into that you can look at these California bills. Okay. The RBN website is back up for news. So I'm also going to give you an alternative for access to the videos, as well as to the, as I said, the California bills that are pending in Congress right now. We will also list on this website, I'm going to give you the 23 states. As soon as we obtain the information, we have a call into them right now, and they're preparing that for us. So as soon as we get it, we'll post it on that website, and you'll be able to look and see if you happen to live in one of those respective states and if you can turn out. The website that you go into, you can get the information on all of these House bills, these California proposed bills that I just mentioned, and also the collage of videos that James Perloff has put out regarding the truth about Ukraine. And you can go to it at darkwebradio.com. Excuse me. Again, that's darkwebradio.com. Now, for access to James Perloff's video, simply click the button Truth About Ukraine. As soon as we have information on which states are involved, it will be posted again on darkwebradio.com. Now, one other quick note for all concerned. As of this Friday, I've learned from Mike Adams, a health ranger, that Vladimir Putin has announced that he will only accept rubles or bitcoins for the sale of Russian gas and oil. Now, this, folks, means the beginning of the end of the dollar as a world reserve currency. And from a globalist perspective, that move alone is reason enough for them to declare all-out war, as it severely threatens their international dollar hegemony. Log that little tidbit as we move on to other news that I have to share. Now, this report, thanks to a couple of astute RBN listeners, by the way, supplying me with the content to review, thank you to Susie and Carol. And finally, I want to share with you a quote by a Ukrainian journalist by the name of Alina Lip. She says, and I quote, "Finally, the people here," she's talking about the Ukraine, "have been liberated from the terror that they've been experiencing the last 8 years." She goes on to say, "When war broke out in Ukraine, German freelance journalist Alina Lip was reporting from the center of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Lip, whose father is Russian and whose mother is German, moved to Donetsk several years ago. And on the day Russian President Putin announced the special military operation in Ukraine, it was very quiet in Donetsk. She explains that the explosions could be heard in the area, but the residents were used to it. She says the people here really want to belong to Russia, and they are celebrating the current situation." Now, "I've heard how the Western media reports on the current situation," she adds. "Evil Russia is attacking Ukraine." It's very difficult to explain if you aren't familiar with the topic, but you need to understand that Russia has been asking for 8 years that the two Minsk agreements be upheld. Ukraine did not adhere to the 12-point ceasefire deal between Ukraine and the Russia-backed separatists in Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. Nor did they approach the Donbass region in an attempt to come to an agreement. The Ukrainian leaders would not even meet Donbass leaders. Instead, they have violated the Minsk agreement since 2014. Ukraine has been bombing the People's Republics of Donbass. The Ukraine army shoots at civilians who have to live in entirely shot-up houses. Many people have died, including children. And that's the reason people are celebrating here," she goes on to say, "about what's happening now. They see it as a liberation. It's finally over. They have suffered for 8 years constantly under bombardment, constantly living in fear." She also added that the Western media has completely ignored the fact that the republics have seceded because of a Nazi government in Kiev chased out, and I'm going to continue about this. We're going to fill you in on this here a little bit later about who's controlling the puppet strings, folks. But back to this. The republics have seceded because of Nazi government in Kiev chased out by the former president in Kiev, and since then has been terrorizing the Russian population. Now, The reporter Lip helped her 76,000 subscribers on Telegram better understand the conflict between Ukraine and the people of Donbass with the following hypothetical example, and I'm going to share this with you. Folks, just try to imagine that in 2014, a nationalist-oriented group chased out Angela Merkel. They set themselves up in parliament and declared that German is no longer the official language. And then following that, some German states then secede from Germany because they don't accept that, this illegal national socialist government. Now imagine, for example, if Russia started to support this Nazi government. Russia starts to send government officials, sending people like Klitschko, basically publicly supporting everything that happens. And even though they are clearly supporting Nazis right in the middle of Europe, this is exactly what has been going on in Kiev since 2014. So then, one fine day, these national socialists in the German government, well, they start to terrorize those German states that seceded with heavy artillery. They start bombarding small towns. A real sniper war. That's what has been going on for at least 8 years. And it's not just the militias that have formed to defend the Donbass Republic. Snipers are shooting civilians, folks, people who are on their way to work. And the West, that's us, the West, supports this. A woman told her that Ukrainian soldiers were shooting at children and school buses. And she goes on to say that she's seen many schools that have been shot down with her own eyes. And the West supports this. As reported previously at Rare Foundation USA, Russia released several interviews with people from the Donbass region who explain how the Ukrainian military has been attacking Donbass Russians for 8 years. That's why people here in Donbass, especially here in Donetsk, seen as a capital, are extremely thankful that Russia finally did something. Finally. The people here have been liberated from the terror that they've been experiencing for the last 8 years. Now, what I just shared is reason number one, folks, why Putin made the decision to, pick your adjective, invade, incur, you know, hold off, whatever. But adding to that, we know now for certain, thanks to Victoria Nuland, calls herself Nuland now, in her Senate testimony a couple of weeks ago, being questioned by Marco Rubio, that indeed, even though there have been several mainstream attempts to debunk the story, the bioweapons labs do exist in Ukraine and were funded by U.S. DOD Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Now, I've taken a few excerpts of a March 23rd article from the 21st Century Wire, and I want to share a few parts of these paragraphs with you, folks. Excerpt 1. While U.S. officials and Western mainstream media quickly denied the existence, in several newspapers, by the way, of any U.S. involvement in these biological facilities, their claims are confounded by the release of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, including, folks, the existence of 15 official U.S. documents previously posted and recently removed from the U.S. Embassy in Kiev's official website, confirming the presence of at least 11 biolabs, plus two other new labs, which were due to be constructed in Odessa and Kiev, and these U.S. biolabs situated in Ukraine were established between 2009 and 2012, paid for by the U.S. Department of Defense and the DTRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency, with your tax dollars, folks. Let me read you excerpt 2. From Igor Kirillov, the commander of the Russian Radiological, Chemical, and Biological Defense Force. Oh, I hear my phone ringing. Bye, bye, bye. Hold on. Where did that go? Anyway. Let's see. Igor Kirillov. A quote. Considering that Ukraine has a unique geographical position where transcontinental migration routes intersect, they were studying 145 biological species within the framework of this project, adding that at least two species of migratory birds were identified, the migration routes of which passed through Russian territories. And according to Kirillov, it was planned to spread particularly dangerous infectious diseases with the help of birds. In particular, it refers to a highly pathogenic H5N1 influenza and Newcastle disease. I hear the music. I believe I hear the music. Yep, I hear the music. We'll be back in 3. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog with the National Intel Report. Stick around. More to come, folks.
consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, reporting. Back to Kirillov. He says, of all methods developed in the United States to destabilize the epidemiological situation, this one is one of the most reckless and irresponsible ones, as it does not allow to control the further development of the situation. With a high degree of probability, we can say that one of the tasks of the United States and its allies was to create bioagents that could selectively target various ethnic groups of that population. Now, I don't have to remind you that this is in violation of the international treaties against biological weapons, folks, but, you know, do we care? I guess not. But let's go with excerpt 3. Ethnic biological weapon, biogenetic weapon, is a theoretical weapon that aims to primarily harm people of specific ethnicities or genotypes. Although officially the research and development of ethnic bioweapons has never been publicly confirmed, documents show that U.S. collects biological material from certain ethnic groups, the Russians and the Chinese. And the U.S. Air Force has been specifically collecting Russian DNA and synovial tissue samples, raising fears in Moscow of a covert U.S. ethnic bioweapons program. And the article, folks, it goes on for pages, listing connections to the responsible parties for having affiliations with these endeavors. But one such connection at the top of the list is none other than, guess who? Hunter Biden, the pseudo-president's son. Now, I'll tell you what, after the break, I'm going to give you an overview of the usual suspects here, folks, because when I dug into this deeply and did a lot of research on this, it is a painful reminder of many of the programs. I'm not saying that having Jim and Joanne Moriarty on my show was painful. Exactly the contrary. They were a great couple. Rest in peace, Jim Moriarty. But it was painful to look at this because it's all the same playbook as Libya, folks. And it's the same players. It's like they have written a script they've had for I don't know how many years going back. We can compare this back to, you know, the invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Kosovo. I mean, all of this stuff, it's the same playbook continually carried out over the decades and over the generations, for that matter. Same people, same playbook, same players in the game. Well, I'll tell you, believe it or not, as dismal as some of this news is, I'm going to have maybe, possibly some good news for you in this broadcast. So I don't want you to go anywhere because most of the stuff that I look at that comes across my computer when I do have the time to do the research is negative. It's threatening. It's threatening not only to the populace of the United States, to our own home nuclear family, if you will, but the nations of the world, for crying out loud. And it's the same small group of people that are running this. And hopefully, with the amount of exposure that we're trying to put out there, which is the one of the reasons why we knew we didn't hear much or anything at all, if that matter, for the truckers' demonstration in Washington, D.C. So we reached out to them to find out what was really going on. You put that massive amount of truckers who are transporting the breadbasket throughout this nation of goods and services and, you know, food and, you know, auto supplies, which I was just on with my insurance company, and they're telling me part of the reason for my rate increase was because of the increased costs in parts. Well, okay, that's plausible. Not that, and I told this lady over the phone, I said, you know, and I've never in my 72 years of breathing life on this planet ever had a rate increase as sizable as the one I just witnessed. But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about with the truckers, the videos that when you go to the website, darkwebradio.com, or if you can look at it on RBN's website, because Mike has just posted it, it is a collage of videos that show beyond any reasonable doubt who is really at fault here, and the reasons why Putin went in there, and the propaganda that's being foisted upon us, the Kool-Aid that they're trying to get us to swallow, doesn't hold water, folks. And so, armed with that, and what we've been informed by the leaders of the truckers is this: these videos are already through the trucking industry going viral. Not to mention that I have a meeting. I'm attending a meeting Thursday night here in remote Arizona, in Pierce, Arizona, to be exact, where Carrie Lake, the former Fox News broadcaster that is running for governor of Arizona, is having a fundraiser. I'm going to be at that event, and I'm going to see if I can bend her ear for a little bit, and well, maybe put a copy of these videos in her hands as well. Anyway, we'll be back. I'm going to share with you an overview of the usual suspects, folks, as soon as we get back from the break. So stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
Yeah, we're back, folks. The National Intel Report. Tennessee Ernie Ford. My mother used to listen to that when I was a little kid, along with the Tennessee Waltz. She was from Tennessee, so, you know, anything coming from Tennessee or about Tennessee she liked. Anyway, I wanted to play this video for you. It's 4 minutes and 40 seconds long. Go ahead and play clip one, Mike, in its entirety, and I'll comment out when we get back.
After the Russians secured Pentagon-run biolabs in Ukraine, the U.S. Embassy was caught deleting proof of this from their website. And when the Russians shared documents showing the Ukrainian Minister of Health ordering employees of these biolabs to destroy all deadly pathogens, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio asked the U.S. State Department if there was any truth to this. Undersecretary Victoria Nuland not only confirmed the presence of the labs, but confirmed that they contain weaponized biological agents that they now fear the Russians will indiscriminately use to start a world war. The Pentagon calls them bio-research labs and containment labs and claim their clandestine operation is all somehow in self-defense. But they are admittedly creating and storing weaponized biological material. And so these biolabs are in violation of Article 1 of the Prohibition on Biological Weapons. During the past couple years, citizens of the world have been getting an advanced education on bioweapons. And the very same crooks we see foisting the Great Reset medical tyranny are involved in the Ukrainian bioweapons labs. This is all being paid for with tax dollars through the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA. U.S. company Black & Veatch has been working closely with the DTRA building bioweapons labs since 2003. Black & Veatch share an office in Kiev with Metabiota, who signed an $18.4 million contract with Black & Veatch in 2014. Metabiota got their start in 2015 with funding from Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, who gave Metabiota $30 million to help protect the world from the spread of epidemics. This is the very same Rosemont Seneca that was mysteriously wired $3.5 million from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And the very same Metabiota partnered with Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the group that Dr. Fauci used to funnel money to the Wuhan lab for gain-of-function research in 2014. In 2014, Metabiota, EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology were together researching infectious diseases deriving from Chinese bats. Metabiota is working with known CIA front InQtel. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, and the National Geographic Society. Metabiota's founder, Nathan Wolf, sits on the board of EcoHealth Alliance and is a member of DARPA's Defense Science Research Council. In 2012, he wrote a book titled The Viral Storm, The Dawn of a New Pandemic Age, wherein he thanked his friends, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and biotech venture capitalist Boris Nikolic. Boris Nikolic was named Jeffrey Epstein's successor executor upon his death. Wolf has also been seen hanging out with Ghislaine Maxwell on multiple occasions. He is also one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders, trained on how to enact the Great Reset agenda being directed by the World Economic Forum. Russia claims the Pentagon has over 30 biolabs in the Ukraine alone. China claims they are operating 336 biolabs in 30 different countries.
Wow. Recognize any of those names, folks? Peter Daszak, Anthony Fauci, Hunter Biden, Bill Gates, Google. Oh, that's Zuckerberg. Nathan Wolf, Jeffrey Epstein, Boris Nikolic, Epstein's executor to his will, Ghislaine Maxwell, Klaus Schwab, all the usual suspects. That's likely reason number two, because Putin knew about these labs, and he's evidently, they're uncovering all of the dirty secrets in there. And I'm sure that, you know, the United States government is hoping, just like they did when they supplied the weapons for Saddam Hussein in the Iran-Iraq war, that, you know, the Ukraine and the Russians just blow each other up, bury the evidence under the rubble. Now, for those of you who are unaware, Vladimir Putin both knows and has spoken about the plans of the globalists. I'm going to read from you an excerpt of one of his speeches. It was done in Russian, but it was translated, so I'm going to share it with you. This is a quote in English from Vladimir Putin. He says, "I'm tired today. I'm tired of everything." We can all relate to that. "I want to address the leaders of the world. What happens to you? Which evil plans are you designing? You are people who are deliberately trying to reduce the population. You are doing this at the cost of the lives of innocent people. O tyrants of the world, I know your sinister plan to reduce the population on this planet, but today history will show you that collective wisdom and common sense are stronger. We demand that you back down on your plan. I stand here in peace today, and we ask you to keep the minds of the youth and the oppressed in peace.
Take a firm step to see that I am aware of your plan. Your policies need to change immediately. Your media needs to start telling the truth. America and Europe, if you do not finish your plan, in addition to divine wrath, you must also face my wrath. Back off your plan. God and my country, or death. That was a quote from Vladimir Putin in one of his speeches. Now, folks, I ask you, do these words sound like a man that is simply motivated to kill Ukrainians for the sake of killing Ukrainians? I think not. Now, I'll close that thought with an excerpt from Putin's speech on February 24th, because no sooner had he finished speaking that Russian tanks moved into Ukraine. He said, "The purpose of this operation is to protect people who, for 8 years now, have been facing humiliation and genocide perpetrated by a Kiev regime. And to this end, we will seek to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine, as well as bring to trial those who perpetrated numerous bloody crimes against civilians, including against citizens of the Russian Federation." Now, I'm going to have Mike play for you a clip that Lara Logan was interviewed on America's Voice AM. Putin, folks, has been warning for 15 years that he is not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world. Mike, go ahead and play clip two.
Is that we have such a selective and a narrow reading of history. You know, President Zelensky may be Jewish, but he's not the only one in this who suffered during the Second World War, whose ancestors suffered, right? I mean, look at Putin. How many relatives did he lose in the siege of St. Petersburg? People don't know their history. They don't know what made Vladimir Putin. And I'm not defending him. I don't need to defend Vladimir Putin. My job as a journalist is to try to understand what is the truth here. I don't like being lied to. And we're being lied to on an epic scale. When we're told your only choice is you have to be 100% with Zelensky, who's a puppet, who you can find on the internet in black stilettos and leather pants, you know, with shirtless, doing a spoof Dancing with the Stars kind of entertainment video. That's a mock of a Ukrainian group that does this kind of satanic occult type of music video. And I mean, Zelensky was selected, like so many of our leaders. And honestly, with big tech and with election fraud these days, we don't know how many leaders all around the world have been selected for us and weren't actually voted in. But what we do know is that there are increasing problems with technology and the digitization of our world. Because look at what's happening with COVID. Look at what has happened globally. We are fighting the same battles all over the world. To pretend that this war is about Russia and Ukraine is just a barefaced lie. If Putin has been warning for 15 years that he is not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world, build bioweapons facilities and whatever else they're doing in Ukraine, Ukrainian oligarchs, Ukraine has been a center of money laundering for, you know, many of the leaders in this country for how long? Billions of U.S. dollars have been laundered through Ukraine, and we say nothing about it. These are our tax dollars. I mean, before the impeachment trial, had you ever heard of anyone in the United States? I mean, us bringing in foreign governments to the White House for anti-corruption training. I mean, does nobody question these things? Why do we not question them?
How about that? That's a mouthful. But hold this thought. Zelensky was selected. Now, I'm going to get into that in a little bit, folks. But as I said, Putin's been warning for 15 years, Larry Logan said it, that he's not going to stand by while the globalists take over the world. You have a Jewish comedian slash actor of whom you can watch on YouTube dancing in tight leathers, wearing stiletto heels with no political experience whatsoever, who was selected to be put in that position to do the bidding for the global elite. And while the Western politicians and mainstream media glorify this puppet as a superhero with a tenacious fervor for democracy, quoting famous American heroes of the past in a pre-written speech before the U.S. Congress, in which at its end, American politicians asked why he hadn't been sent this why they haven't sent this hero for democracy airplanes, guns, and tanks, etc. yesterday. On the American taxpayer's dime, by the way. Meanwhile, what you don't see reported is that Zelensky quietly outlawed every opposition Ukraine political party so no one could run against him, as well as unifying all Ukrainian TV networks to send out just one narrative, folks. Russia bad. Putin bad. Kill Russians. Now I ask you, do those actions convey a man that believes in democracy? I think not. And how exactly did he get there in that position? Well, let's take a look at a curious coincidence that many of you may not be aware. Volodymyr Zelensky and Hunter Biden have something in common, folks. You see, Volodymyr Zelensky is a manufactured political figure. He was built by Ukrainian-Israeli Cypriot oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky. And Kolomoisky comes out of one, he owns 1+1 Media in Ukraine. Now, 1+1 Media is the media company that financed and produced that Ukrainian TV show, Servant of the People. Zelensky was hired by 1+1 Media to play the role of the president in Servant of the People. Now, the show had huge ratings, but many Ukrainians say that it was kind of really weird about the unusual amount of propaganda and public relations that was done for that show. In short, it was pushed on the people. And many said that though it was mild, it was a mildly enjoyable show, it was undeserving of the accolades that were being pushed. It ran from 2015 to 2018. And folks, seamlessly, Kolomoisky created a political party called, guess what? Servant of the People. Their candidate, guess who? Zelensky. A man with no political experience at all, Kolomoisky, financed Zelensky to the point where today Zelensky is a billionaire. Now, I ask you, how many actors do you know that are billionaires? I don't know any, and I've looked. Even Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, Jack Nicholson, none of these are billionaires. The highest paid actors in the country, the ones that get $50 million a movie, none of them are billionaires. No. Zelensky is more than just an actor, folks. He is a puppet of Kolomoisky. And who did Kolomoisky finance to the tune of $50,000 a month plus additional benefits? Wait for it, folks. Hunter Biden. In 2014, Burisma hired Hunter Biden to be on its board of directors at $50,000 a month. And who controls Burisma? Kolomoisky. The same guy who manufactured Zelensky as president of Ukraine. Both men financed by the same guy. Both get money from Kolomoisky, and both are intimately involved in Ukraine. Now, the only difference between these two is that Zelensky doesn't have a dad that is president of the United States. Why is the U.S. political establishment screaming so loud over the Ukraine incursion? Because of the corruption and the fact that the more unsavory U.S. politicians have been using Ukraine as their private piggy banks to the detriment of the Ukrainian people. They have stripped Ukraine of money and assets needed by the Ukrainian people. And part of the reason Ukraine is one of the poorest countries in Europe. Hunter is getting $50,000 per month. And the old man, you know, Sleepy Joe, getting a 10% kickback. Yes, the old man. Sitting in the Oval Office, folks. Yes, the real reason that there is so much screaming in the West about Ukraine is that they are all terrified that the truth will come out about Ukraine. And it is starting to come out, folks. The weapons labs, the arms sales, the sex trafficking, the torture and killing of civilians and Russian soldiers. Oh, by the way, I'll get to that. Victoria Nuland admitted that they were actively instructing Ukrainians to destroy biolab evidence before it got into the hands of the Russians. If it were benevolent research, I guess, you know, why would you want to destroy it? The only reason one would want to destroy it is if it were, well, nasty bio research. Now hold that thought, and let's just consider just a few writings from Wikipedia about Ihor Kolomoisky. Okay, excuse me, Kolomoisky. Moist, as in moisture. In April of 2014, Ihor Kolomoisky offered a bounty for the capture of Russian-backed militants and incentives for the turning in of weapons. He also is believed to have spent $18 million to create the Dnipro Battalion and also funded the IDAR, allegedly Azov, Dnieper 1 and Dnieper 2, and Donbass Volunteer Battalions. Hold those thoughts, folks, because I'm going to bring this full circle. Going to go to a break. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog with a National Intel Report. See you in a bit. What goes up must come down.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog reporting. That's a new one, Mike. That's the first time I've ever heard that one. Are you picking and choosing this bumper music coming in? I don't know. I try to fit that in with the premise of what I'm talking about, but that was a curveball, folks. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to this, I want to remind everybody, Kolomoisky financed Zelensky. And I want to show you the character of Kolomoisky, because we're going to tie this in here in a couple of minutes. Remember, in April of 2014, Kolomoisky offered a bounty for the capture of Russian-backed militants and incentives for the turning in of the weapons. And he also is believed to have spent $10 million to create the Dnipro Battalion and also funded the IDAR, allegedly Azov, Dnepr 1, Dnepr 2, and Donbass Volunteer Battalions. Russia asked for Kolomoisky to be put on Interpol's wanted list. This was on July 2nd of 2014. A Russian district court authorized his arrest in absentia for organizing the killing of civilians. And in March of this year, 2022, folks, Al Jazeera reported that Kolomoisky, listen to this, was the main source of funding for the neo-Nazi militia group Azov Battalion before the group was incorporated into the Ukrainian National Guard. This guy is pulling the strings of Zelensky. Zelensky, a puppet of Kolomoisky, who obviously carries out the wishes and whims of Kolomoisky. No wonder all those reports come talking about Ukrainian soldiers killing civilians. No wonder! Yes, carrying out the wishes and whims of Kolomoisky, which obviously now includes the killing of innocent Ukrainian people, as well as the torture and killing of captured Russian soldiers, folks. Yes, you heard me right. I watched video clips on Alex Jones' broadcast this past Sunday. And by the way, since I've done that, it surfaced on a few other outposts here and there. But I watched a few video clips on his broadcast this past Sunday, and I was sickened. Because Jones has possession, and he played clips of Ukrainian soldiers transporting captured, bound Russian soldiers, unloading them out of vans, and deliberately shooting off their genitals. You heard me right. Deliberately shooting off their genitals, allowing them to lay in agony before kicking them in the groin and later killing them. This is what Zelensky oversees. And this is the man that Pelosi, Biden, and many in Congress and the Senate are praising as a hero. Now, take the following for what it's worth, folks. This is a report from Mike Adams. I just came across my desk today. Mike Adams, you know him. He's the Health Ranger, right? Now, he is claiming, and I can't, you know, I can't confirm or deny this, but he is claiming that he has received a batch of new intel from U.S. military sources. Now, I don't say that he doesn't have those sources. I know Jones has got a few of them, and Jones and Adams are friends. Going to top the hour break. I'll finish this out when we come back. By the way, next hour, phone lines will be open, 512-248-825, if you want to call in. Be back in two, top of the hour break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.